It is fear number one for so many of us, public speaking. But when it comes to succeeding in business, it's an essential skill. Here with some advice on how to conquer our fears and win over an audience is executive coach Saskia Shaken. Ms. Shaken has also written the brand new book, More Than Words Can Say, The Making of Inspired Speakers. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, Saskia, why are we all so afraid? We all aren't afraid, but the majority of us really are not comfortable speaking in front of large groups.
I know. It is the number one fear. People would rather die than do it. And I can't tell you why they're so afraid. I imagine it's because from early on, we don't like to be tested. And if people are told in school they have to get up and talk in front of a room, they're kids, they're uncomfortable, they're self-conscious, and that carries forth in life. I think it's a lot of fun right now, but I didn't when I was younger.
How much of that is that you've done it many times? I mean, practice makes perfect, or practice, better at least.
Well, practice makes better when you know what you're doing. But if you keep practicing the same bad habits over and over and over, it doesn't make perfect. So it really takes awareness. It takes a change of your own consciousness to get better at something and to do it differently, not to do it the same way over and over again.
So where do you start when you've been told you're going to have to speak in front of a group, let's say 10 minutes, and you've not done this before? Where should you start in your preparation?
Your preparation should start with you, not your subject, but with you. And try to figure out what it is about the topic that really excites you. What do you love about it? What makes your juices flow? Because if your juices aren't flowing, the audience is going to feel that, and they're going to react the same way.
So if you're flat, the audience is going to be equally bored and uninterested.
Exactly. So you ask yourself, all right, this is my subject. What is my relationship to this subject? Do I love it? Is it mechanical? Have I done it a lot and I'm bored by it? Is it something I feel expert at? Or kind of uncomfortable and tentative? Ask yourself who you are in relation to your subject and then try to get as good at the subject matter as possible.
But, and we've talked about this before, how do you avoid getting bogged down in the facts? Some public presentations do revolve primarily around facts. How do you make that interesting?
Your facts have to be hung on a story. The framework is a story. If there's no story, the facts are going to be forgotten. You might even talk about them clearly and logically, but they won't stick. The story will stick, and then the facts can stick with the story. But most people choose too many facts. They don't prioritize their facts.
In other words, you're just overwhelmed with, let's say it's a business presentation, and it's just overwhelmed with numbers.
It's overwhelmed. I mean, first of all, nobody cares about decimal points, so if you're into decimals and meticulous precision, forget about it. For the general public, you want to be as vague as you can be and still be accurate. But choose your facts carefully and make a big deal out of one or two that you want to get across. Don't give us seven or eight. Three is the absolute maximum.
Just three facts, that's
three
it.
Three facts. Anything more than three and people will not retain the information. And if you can hang those facts on a storyline, that's what people will remember. I'm more interested in having people remember the story long term. Not just for an hour, but in 3 weeks, will they remember what they heard from you? Will they be able to quote anything that you've said? And that's where the story comes in. It could be a story, it could be an analogy, it could be a metaphor. But it has to be something visual. It has to be something that the mind can picture, not just that
otherwise
you hear.
Otherwise you lose your audience. How important is doing this, maybe practicing by yourself in your home, beforehand? I mean, some people say, I'm just going to go out there and wing it.
That is the kiss of death. That is just the wrong way to go about it. First of all, you might say things that surprise you, and you don't want to be surprised when you're on the podium. You want to know that you're in control of what comes out of your mouth. Secondly, when you're winging it, you have not taken the time to make yourself comfortable at it. Your adrenaline is pumping, but you're not relaxed. And when you're not relaxed, your audience is not relaxed. And a tense speaker creates a tense audience. So practice is really about getting you to be relaxed and confident, not so much about polishing your talk.
Well, how do you overcome the the bored person in the audience, the sleeping person in the audience, the person that doesn't laugh at a joke you thought, oh, that definitely was going to deliver at least a giggle out there. How do you get beyond that?
Well, for one thing, I tell people, if one person is sleeping, it's not your problem, it's theirs. They didn't get a good night's sleep or whatever. If the whole audience is sleeping, it's your problem, not theirs. So you've got to look at the numbers and say, okay, I'm losing mostly everybody. I'd better switch gears and wake them up. But if somebody doesn't laugh at a joke, try to focus your eyes on someone who is laughing, or at least smiling. Pick and choose among the audience the people that feel are encouraging to you, not the ones who were the naysayers.
That's very good advice. All right, there's more advice as well, not only in the book, but also at Saskia's website. It is thekeynotecoach.com. Saskia, always good having you on the program.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
Okay. And we'll be back with more 12 on the Money after the break.